at the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where it asks, "My Parva." As we said at the Kohen Gadol, he toivels, as we said in the Mishnah, "Eviyu Lebeisa Parva." That's where we'd toivel, which is in the Kodesh area. So the Gemara asks, where does this name come from, Parva? The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Parva Amgusha. It's Mechashef, like a sorcerer, want to call it. Rashi says, Mechashef Echad Bana Ushmo Parva. Some Mechashef built it. His name was Parva, and that's where the name came from. So the Meiri asks, he says, how is it Shayach? Is he going to name, the base of Mikdash, is he going to name a room, an area, after a Mechashef? So he says, yeah, it was named after he did tshuva. It was called the tshuva, so they called it after that. The Rav, the Bartanura in Seches Midos, he says not just it was stam built, but he said it was built with kishuv. Okay, it was built with kishuv. So on that, the Tosfos Yom Tov asks the same question we asked before. How could it be that they're going to leave a binyan in the Beis HaMikdash that was built with kishuv? So that doesn't sound mistaber. So it's interesting, Tiferes Yisrael, and he says that, no, it wasn't built with kishuv. It means that this guy, Parva, he was an unbelievable architect or whatever, and he did something which it looked like magic. So he said, what was it? Says that it was a mikvah up there, right? So he brought water up to the mikvah. So how did he do that? He ran pipes in the walls. Okay, well, to us it's okay, big deal. It's what you do, water pipes, right? But in those days they didn't have running water. So if you can imagine, if no running, no such thing as running water. Imagine taking somebody from 1,000 years ago, whatever, 2,000 years ago, bring him into pop him into now, and turn on a tap, and water comes running out. So it's magic, right? So that's what he did, and they thought this is magic, it's unbelievable. So that's why they called it magic. It wasn't really magic. It was just a good craftsman. And Tosfos over here, he gives a different shot. He said this guy Parva, he was a Rasha, and he built a tunnel. He tunneled his way to the Kodesh HaKadashim because he wanted to watch the Kohen Gadol do his thing on Yom Kippur, right? And then the Kohenim caught him and they killed him, and that was his Parva. And the reason why it's called by his name, he's a Rasha. Why called by his Rasha's name is Laman Yishmu V'Yirau. So people should learn a lesson not to do something like that. And that's the Tosfos says here, with a little extra of the Ritva. Okay, back to the Gemara. Pairs who study in shell boots. So they, when he would toivel, they put a sheet around for tznius. And the Gemara asks, asks, Maishnav boots, why dafka boots? Of pishtan, flax. So Amarav Kahana, the reason is Kadesha Yakir Shavodas Hayom Bevigdei Boots. They should be reminded that the main avoda on Yom Kippur is done with the linen clothing, the white clothing. Okay, next we learn in the Mishnah, B'shachar Hayalavesh Pilusin Shel Shmona Asar V'chule. He would wear, there's the machloikas in the Mishnah, but the price of the clothing, but he would wear linen clothing in the morning, more expensive than the ones in the afternoon. Okay, but Tana Minyana Atas Minan. Says what it says in the Tana said. There's the first ones were there were 18 mana and then 12 mana, and which is altogether the Mishnah said 30 mana. So ask the Gemara what he has to teach us math. Right, Rashi said Tana Minyana Atas Minan. The Ketania Kol Shloshim, that altogether Shloshim Mana. V'chi Einanu Yodim Sheshmonasar V'Shneimasar Harei Shloshim. We don't know that 18 and 12 is 30. So why do you have to tell us this? So the Gemara answers, Hakamash Malan, the Batir Mehani Lo Navi. It is to tell us that you're not allowed to do it, have less altogether than 30 Mana. But Ha Yibatir Mehani, but if, in other words, you can make the Shacharis one a little bit less. Vitve ahani, or you can make the one of Ben Arbayim a little bit more. But the Leislanba, that's not a problem. However, it has to, you know, as long as you make sure that altogether it's at least 30, that's the minimum, at least 30 manah. And so they bring down that even though you can adjust the values, but you still have to make sure that the morning one is more expensive than the afternoon one, and that's what we're going to see in the next few more why, but that has to be, but it doesn't have to be exactly these amounts as long as it's minimum 30. Rashi, akamashmala, lachi, hadar, kailin, hu, lashminas, why do you put it together and say 30? To teach us, the hadish, loshimana, sachakolhu, that's altogether 30. The ahiv shiura, litol mina hektish, that's what they use for the money from the hektish. Ubat yirmi, shloshimana, lo liavit, sachakol. You shouldn't altogether be less than 30. Ha, ibat yirmahani, says Rashi, the shacharis, if you make shacharis, it's a little bit less. Mishmonasar, or Vitafe Yahani, the Arvis, Mishneimasar, Leilanba, or make a little bit more in the afternoon one, that's also not a problem, as long as it's altogether at least 30. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Mihas, so we have the Machoikas in the Chachamim Rabbi Meir, exactly the amount, the prices, right, how much it has to be, but no matter who you're holding, like, the Shachar Adife, like we said, the morning one is more expensive. Minalan, where do we get this from? Amravuna Breda Ravila, Amarkra, it says the Pasuk, bud. It says four buds. So what's the Pasuk? Son is bud kodesh yilbash. Umichnase bud yu abisaro. Ubimitsnefis bud yitznof. It says bud four times in the Pasuk. And that's coming to teach me that muvcharsh babad. It has to be the choice bud. The morning one, talking about the morning levisha, has to be choice. Rashi says, bad, arba zimnik, siva, says, belevishas bigdei shacharis, lameimar, to tell us to have a bad, a muvchar bad, the nicest bad. And Tosfos here has a little bit of difference. He says that the four buds, says, nirali, chad lagufe, to tell me that has to be, you know, bad. The second one, chad, is bad lashon levad, she'en labushi mehem, bigdei zahav, kederech shahu oseh choyim oseh shana, bad as in lashon levad. He has to wear only the linen, no gold. And the third bad, ubad shlishi, lomar yoter tov mi bad shel shar yomos hashana, has to be nicer than the regular linen that he wears during the rest of the year. And lastly, the revi, the fourth bad, is lomar shetovu mishel arvis, as we've dealt with here. It has to be there. So the Tosfos learns that the fourth bad is to teach me to say. So with your permission, we'll go a little bit weiter. This is very short onward, and next tomorrow's is rather big, so we'll just balance it a little bit. Okay, so more ass, I may survey. Now we're going to ask Akasha, it seems to be from, you know, see, Pasuk in Yechezkel, it's not that way, that the afternoon one is more expensive than the morning one. Why? It says, V'lavshu begadim acherim, v'lo yakachu etza'am bevigdeyem, that's the Pasuk. So Gemara is, we'll see, Rashi's going to explain exactly what this is talking about, and how we see it from here, but let's read the words for now. So it says, and then the Kohen Gadol wears Bigadim Acherim, referring to what he's going to wear in the afternoon, and it's calling Bigdei Acherim. V'lo yekachu etza'am bevigdeihem. My love, the fact that it says Acherim, isn't that to tell us the Chashuvim Mehem? That there are other ones, like there, and then he wears the other ones, the better ones. So here it's Mashma, that the ones in the afternoon are better than the ones in the morning. So my answer is, no, that's not what it means. Acherim means Pachuti Mehem, means less. Okay, so see this Rashi here. First of all, he says, Mesevei Garsinan Bereshav Ahadar Garsinan Tani Rav Shmuel, different Girsa. Also, Mesevei Lavshu Begadim Acherim. Below Garsinan, says Rashi, a different Pasuk, Bekarvu El Asher La'am, which we don't have, but this other Pasuk, Dahu Kra Lo Gabe Sheritzkin, because not Katsuk Sheritzkin, he's not talking about the Avoda, El Gabe Begadim Shachlu Behem, that they ate it. Below Efshar Luk, maybe Yom Kippur. And then if talking about eating, you can't be talking about Yom Kippur. We're talking about Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So that's not the Pasuk. Elamai Hai Krai Mosi. We're asking from the following Pasuk, which is what we have. The Pasuk says, V'seisim El Chatzer Achitzona, when he goes out into the outer Chatzer, V'gomer, De'i Kaluk, maybe Yom Kippur. So that Pasuk, at least you can say, the one we're dealing with, it's dealing with Yom Kippur. D'chsiv Le'el Mine, because it says before this, V'ya B'vo'am El Shar HaChatzer HaPnimit, and the Bach is Gores, Bigdei Pishtan Yilbashu, that he should wear Bigdei Pishtan, V'lo Yale Aleim Tzemer, should be wear Pishtan, and they shouldn't have Tzemer. So HaVadai B'Yom Kippur, because this must be talking about Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Ibashar, because it's talking about the Kohen Gadol, so the Ibashar Yimos HaShana, Ha'ikamina, what do you mean he shouldn't wear a samer, shouldn't wear wool? Well, if we're talking about a regular Kohen Gadol, during the rest of the year, he does wear wool. Right, ha'ikam me'il de kulek tchelet, made up of, me'il is made up of tchelet, which is wool, and v'choshen ve'ifod the east bay tchelet, and then the choshen ve'ifod has in it at least some tzemer, some tchelet. So it can't be talking about, it must be talking about Yom Kippur, where he doesn't wear the gold clothing. He doesn't have the choshen ve'ifod, etc. And then it says, uksib bas, right, so fine. So now we know the pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. And then it says, when he go out into the outer chatzir, he takes off his clothing. That's what we have here. And then he changes into other clothing. So we think at this point, this is what it means. When he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadashim in the afternoon to take out the kaf and the machta, in other words, he's going to wear other big day bad, below at the Rishonim. And he wears the other ones, and we can see, and those are, we're assuming, means better ones. Mishum de lo ramza Moshe v'raisa, since there's no remnant to this in the Torah, v'hilchasa v'gemiri la, and it's this halacha the Moshe Mitzinai that that's the case, v'ata yichesu asmecha Christ, so Yechesu came in and gave a remnant to it enough from the pasuk. V'lo yikatshu, now Rashi just explains the end of the pasuk that we quoted, it says, v'lo yikatshu esa'am b'vigdehem. So he explains, what does that mean? That the Ksiba Seifa, it's Mil Seachrisi, it's nothing to do with this. Another thing, Ukeshe Yisarvu, Im Ha'am, Yilbeshu Bigdei Kchol. What that means is when he gets, later on, when he finishes the Avoda, and then he goes back to be with the people, you know, he's finished, he goes back with the people, then he should just wear his Bigdei Kchol. Okay, Rashi, Mai Lav Acherim Chashuvimim, so therefore we said, doesn't it mean that he wears more Chashuv ones? The E Lav the Ilavinhu, Lama Lilimikavakarim, because if it's not that they were going up in price a better clothing, so why does it say Acherim? The Mash Mashalo Yu Domim Larishonim. Like not like these, other ones. Like sounds like better. So we see from here they wear better ones in the afternoon, not the lesser ones. So more answers no, Acherim doesn't mean here better. Says Rashi Lo Pchuti Mehan, it means lesser quality. The Fish Avoda Rishona Chashuva. Because the first avoda is more chashuv, that's why he wears the more expensive one, because there's a kapara there. Vizu, and taking out the kaf and the machta, eina elu lefanotas makom, is just to clear the way, clear the place, the Kodesh HaKadashim. She'ein kavod, she'u munachim shem, it's not kavod as be sitting there in the Kodesh HaKadashim, the kelim. Lefichach, she'nakasu, bivigadim lefachos. That's why we make him change into lesser clothing, because not as chashuv as the morning avoda, which is for kapara. Okay, Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Amri Lan, some say it's Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Achar Shekalsa Avodah Sibur, after the main Avodah is done, the Avodah Sibur, then Kohen Shasasalo Imo Ksonis Losha, that then the Kohen Gadol, if his mother made him a Ksonis, he wears it, Ve'ovid Ba Avodah Yachid, which is taking out the Kaf and the Machta again. So then he wears these ones and to do the Avodah Yachid, it's called. And then as long as he gives it over to the tzibur. But if he gives it over to the tzibur, you know, as it belongs to the tzibur, it can't be his own personal clothing, it has to be the tzibur. So once as long as he gives it over to the tzibur, then it's fine, then he can wear it and do the avoda in the afternoon. Ah, he has to more pshita. Of course, if he gives it over to the tzibur, why, what's the tchid? Of course he can wear it. Why not? It's not his personal thing, it should be a problem. It belongs to the tzibur. So no, ma'udetema nechu shem Elohim sereno yafe yafe. I might have thought that maybe you can't do that. You can't have it made by your mother and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. You're afraid you're not going to give it wholeheartedly and give it over with the Lev Shalem. And Kamash Malan, they were not choshev that. It's fine. As long as you give it over, you could you can bring your own.
On the morning one, you can?
The morning one, I'm not sure. I don't know why it's dafka the afternoon. Says Rashi, Avodas Yachid, what's Avodas Yachid we're talking about? Hotzas kafu machta, she'ena tzricha letzibur, elefi shemutelet alav lefanot et ha-makom. Right, again, it's not such a tzibur dika thing, it's only to mefaneh the makom. Lefika kore la Avodas Yachid, that's why it's called Avodas Yachid and not Avodas Tzibur, because it's just to clear out the way, it's not for the tzibur per se, it's just to clear the way. Vavachiv tzrenu letzibur, says Rashi, the sof sof me Avodas Tzibur hi. Lamaisa, it's you have to give it over to the tzibur, the clothing, because it is lemaisa avodah tzibur. So kach nira beinai. Ben ishamati, he says, but I heard that the avodas yachid here is not taken out the machta, shachaf in the machta, but some say it's the mikra parsha, saying the like, reading, he has to read from the Torah, right, the parsha sacharemos. So that's what it's referring to. It's not, it says in the Vimasnisin later on, Daf Samaches, Kore Beit Stalis Lavan Mishalo, that when he reads, he can read with his own personal clothing. He says he doesn't like that. Vakasha Li Begava, why? The Lot Nan Hasam, because it doesn't say over there, Vavachim Sereno Litzibur. It doesn't say that those has to be given over to the Tzibur, so it's mashmas not those clothing that we're talking about. I, says Rashi Peshitta, it's obvious that Ovid Ba, of course he can use it, came into Amart, Mosra Litzibur, Vishel Tzibur, belongs to the tzibur, so why can't he? What do you have to tell me if he can wear it? Once he gave it over to the tzibur, it's okay. So he said, Enochanami, he's just telling me that I might have thought maybe it's not doesn't help to give it over to the tzibur because I'm afraid you're not going to give it wholeheartedly. To Mash Malanda, that's okay. We don't worry about that. Okay, one last piece. Amar Alav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, Shasasalo imo ksona shel me'amana. It's a saying about Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi that his mother, the Kohen Gadol, his mother made him a kasonis of me'amana, that's right, 10,000 zuz. The lovcha, and he wore it. The Ovid ba avodas yachid, and he wore that for the avodas yachid. Ah, so this answers your question. So the avodas yachid is the... no, that was the avodas yachid, not the tzibur, I'm sorry. The masra letzibur, and he gave it over to the... Right, but the question is, yeah, it's much more that way, but it's always talking about the, but the question is why? If you're giving over to the tzibur, that was the question. So, anyways, and then Masra Letzibur, he gives it over to the, he has to give it over to the tzibur. So, and that was before this, right? So he can wear it for the Avos Yachid, that's all fine, but he has to give it over to the tzibur. Amru alav of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, Sha'asa salo imo ksones mishte ribo. Okay, Rashi says, ste ribo mane, which is, comes out to 2 million zuz. Right, very, very wealthy family. His mother gave him a ksonah for 2 million zuz. However, the fellow kohanim didn't let him wear it. Right. So before I saw why, I assumed it was going to be because of ayin hara or something like that. You know, but no. The Gemara says the reason is b'pnei shenira ke'arom, because it's such fine material, like high quality, that it's like transparent, and so it looks like he's not wearing clothing. And therefore, it didn't look so good, so they didn't. His fellow kohanim didn't let him wear it. I ask him, "Or mi mischaze?" He says, "How could it be that it was so like fine like that that you could see right through it?" Vamarmar chutan kaful shisha, that the Kohen Gadol's clothing was like thick. It was made each thread was made out of 6 threads, so it was like thick. So how could it be that you can see through it? Well, that doesn't make sense. Amar Abaye, yeah, kechamra b'mizga. It's like wine in a thick glass cup. Okay, if you have like red wine, even though a cup is very, you can have a thick glass, you'll still see the wine through it. Right, so there's a couple different perushim here, but basically the idea is that each thread is so fine that even if you put a, like thinking like glass, let's say you take glass, you put a piece of glass next to another piece of glass, but you'll still be able to see through it. It might be a little bit, you know, blurry, whatever, but you'll be able to see through it because it's all transparent. So too, each thread was so fine, so even if you double, triple, make it 6 times, you'll still be able to see through. So that's why they didn't want him to wear it. Okay, let's just see the Rashis. Bishtei ribo mane, right, we said like 2 million zoos. Chutan. We said that the chutim shall big de kahuna kafel shisha, that it's 6 times over. Lekaman beperek balo, and dafayin aleph. We see this. So how could it be that they saw it was transparent and they didn't let him wear it? Lechor was thick. So where it says enach rashi yachichamra b'mizga enachanami was thick, but it was like wine in a glass cup. Kaven kiyain hanira michutz leklis chuchit. Like you can see wine in through a glass vessel. V'afal pi shazchuchit aveh. Even though it can be very thick, you know, thick glass, but you can still see the wine through it. Tachaya pishtan mutzav v'nireh b'sara mitocha. So it was so fine that it was able to see his flesh right through it. Okay. Next piece is Agadita. So piece right down to the Mishnah, the famous Gemara. And it's it starts with Sprat Agav, because we spoke about Relazar ben Charsum, that how his mother made 2 million Azuz Ktonet, that we're going to see Agav Dasi, how wealthy he was. Talks about his wealth.